So yeah, if you have it by Monday, that's completely fine. The deadline's not until 2 weeks from now. Yeah, no problem. Hey, did any of you guys see where he went? Alright, thanks. Hey, are you in here? Did you finish the... What do you think you are doing? Oh, don't cover yourself up now, pervert. Quit stuttering. You're so bold as to turn the lights off and jack off in the supply room, then stutter when you're caught, going so far as to possibly contaminate our supplies with your fluid. When you were hired, I didn't think you could be this stupid. Well, you look like the type of person that couldn't keep it in his pants. You do this every late shift, don't you? Barely anyone in the office. Less need to gather new supplies compared to the day shift. More time alone. You didn't even have the decency to go into the restrooms, at least. I should fire you on the spot. Maybe even get HR involved to humiliate you. We can make it extremely difficult for you to ever get another job ever again. Hell, I could possibly get you arrested for a decent exposure. What do you think? Well, there is a third option that would suit both our needs. We don't have to make this into such a big deal, now do we? No, we don't need this at all. You need to keep this job to survive in this world, and I just so happen to be in need of an assistant. Instead of going through the process of screening multiple candidates for the next few weeks, how about you offer yourself up to me and be my assistant? It'd be a huge jump in rank, a promotion, if you will. Better pay, but longer hours. All you need to do is follow my orders. Every order. Well, on paper and to your fellow coworkers looking from the outside, you're an assistant. Between you and I, you're my servant. A slave. A slave that will do whatever I tell him to do, unless he wants me to humiliate him in front of everyone and fire him to top it all off. What sounds more appealing? More money? Or being fired and possibly something far, far worse? Huh? Speak up. Good. Excellent choice. I'll give you a brief description of your duties. From this moment forward, you are my personal assistant. If I need you to run an errand or fill out papers for me, you will do so. If I tell you to paint my nails or to massage my body, you will do so. If I call you into my office and instruct you to crawl underneath my desk and bury your face between my thighs, or act as my personal sex toy, you will happily and quickly carry out this task. Shocked that you're not the only degenerate in this office? This is why I'm giving you a chance. I knew what choice you would pick. What if you change your mind? I don't think you'll be changing your mind. I made everyone aware earlier this year about the current locations of every security camera. A verbal and written notice. It wouldn't be legal if I didn't. Now, look into the corner of this room. Can you see the camera pointed directly at you? Lucky for you, there is no sound being recorded. However, for all intent and purposes, you've incriminated yourself. Just how many times have you masturbated in here alone? Oh, don't worry about answering that. I already know. So, gonna change your mind. That's what I thought. Now, come into my office and sign this contract so we can make this official. I have an assignment for you. I have an awful kink in my neck. Be a dear and massage it for me. Follow. Close the door behind you. I hope you've taken note about the camera outside of my office, but the lack of them within. In this area, we can do whatever I want. We begin with your contract. No need to read, just sign there. Then there. Once more. You're good. One final thing. Kneel. You heard me. Kneel. An assistant is just a more respectable way of saying servant. That is what you are you not? You can look pissed off all you want. By the end of this, you'll like kneeling. You'll crave my command for it. You'll even catch yourself doing it out of reflex. From this moment forward until I say the following exact words, you are dismissed. You're mine. Repeat the following. I am your servant. I am your slave. I will serve you. I will obey. I have one purpose. I won't resist. I am yours until I'm dismissed. Flows well, I think. Almost like a personal mission statement. Almost. Think of it as a mantra or anaphora that should be memorized. Repetition is the best way to do this. You will think of this at all times. If you fail to remember these words, there is a consequence. While I can't collar you or give you a mark that symbolizes my owning you, this will have to do. Look at you. You have such a pretty neck. It would look more appropriate with a collar. It's begging to have someone take proper ownership of it. It's teasing. It's bare. It's wrong. Why are you getting so horny about what I'm saying? Quite a slutty mind you have. I will have fun with you. I have no use for your cock, though. Up on your feet. Get behind me and massage my neck. Like I've said, I've had an awful kink in my neck for the past couple hours. So, be a good assistant and tend to me. Oh, this feels good. Your hands are useful for more than just masturbation on company time, I see. I wonder what else they can do. While you're doing this, repeat the anaphora. I am your servant. I am your slave. I will serve you. I will obey. I have one purpose. I won't resist. I'm yours until I'm dismissed. Good boy. After this, you will do my lower half, starting from the feet. To my calves, then my thighs. How bold of you to blatantly ask me if we will fuck. We'll fuck when you've proven yourself worthy. earn it. Just like you earned this job. You haven't even earned the right to touch my breasts yet. Keep carrying out my orders, and you will prove yourself to me in time. Now, remain silent and keep going until I tell you to stop. I want to unwind. I have so many wonderful things for you to do to me during our next shift together. A little lower. Yeah, right there. Oh God, right there. I will have so much fun with you.